Marvel fans, and welcome to What's New in Marvel Unlimited, where we take a look at the comics new to the Marvel Unlimited app. As always, there's a great selection of interesting stuff to take a look at. We've done our reading, and now we're here to help you navigate the vast chronicles of comics within the Marvel Unlimited app.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back for another week of What's New in Marvel Unlimited. This week, and every week, my daughter Sienna and I get together to read through some comics on Marvel Unlimited, and then hang out and visit about them a little bit. So for this week, we're talking about the comics of April 7th to 13th, 2024. So, interesting stuff, not so interesting stuff.
A lot of it, I was like, I read it, and it was kind of just there. None of it was really that cool.
There you go. So it might be a quick week. We'll see how this goes. We do have some numbers, though, to start out with. What do we have for various titles this week?
So we had 22 overall, and six of them were Infinity Comics. There were two Star Wars. There was one Planet of the Apes. And there was one reprint, which was Secret Wars. Yep. And then 12 that were regular, normal ones. And there were five first issues.
Yep. I would also say not a great week of comics, but there was a bunch of stuff to read and take a look at. So Infinity Comics, actually, that came out, there were a number of them. Infinity Pause, Avengers United 26 and 27 came out during this week, or at least since the last time we talked. Marvel's Voices number 96, Spider-Man Unlimited number 32, and X-Men Unlimited 134. I think that the most interesting of these to me was Marvel's Voices, which started up a new, or is continuing a new storyline, with Captain America and Taskmaster and things like that.
I read Infinity Pause because I didn't actually realize that it was an Infinity comic, and I opened it and I was like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. But it was really short. It's kind of like all of the other pet ones, like Alligator Loki and Jeff the Shark and like all of those.
Yeah.
And they were just all together, though. But so they didn't really have any words, and they were basically just the animals like running around trying not to die in a fight.
All right. It's the big crossover. For all of the Marvel the cute animals. So I find those kind of interested a little bit, interesting in that they're just very different from everything else that Marvel does. I don't know how those are succeeding on the app, but I know that, like we talked about before, Jeff and some of those have gotten some traction in stores, so probably pretty well, I guess. Outside of that, there were the two Star Wars comics. Doesn't sound like you were super excited by them again, but...
Well, I don't read them ever, so...
Done with the big crossover, the droids crossovers. It's just back to regular stories. And then the fourth and final issue of the Shadows of Starlight series, which was from the High Republic days, wherein we find out yet again that Yoda is just a terrible judge of character, and lots of things he does sort of go wrong.
He's just a little guy.
He is a little
He's
guy.
He's just a little guy.
He's supposed to be the wisest dude in the world, though, and like,
but
he just gets tricked all the time, and I don't know.
But he's just a silly little green guy.
I guess he is. So, anyway, but that finished up, so that would be one of those in bingeable if you're interested in waiting till things are done. There's been a few different series on this. This one just finished up now. Planet of the Apes book, we'll talk about that a little later. And then there was it's not really a reprint, but it's that facsimile edition of Marvel Secret Wars. So if you remember, we talked about last week, there was a comic that's set in between panel four.
Yeah.
This is a book from that series. So, of course, you can read Secret Wars in its entirety on the Marvel app, but if you wanted to see the one that's the facsimile, for whatever reason, that came out this week. So outside of that, a number of books. We've got Kid Venom Origins, Captain America, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Rebirth, Legacy. That was the final issue of that one. So that's another one of those that's set back in the past that they just finished up. We've got Thanos, Vengeance of Moon Knight, number one. Venom, Marvel Zombies, number four, which ends that series. Rise of Powers of X, number one and two, which actually didn't come out January 3rd, which is when the rest of the books were originally made shelves. It came out a couple weeks later. So they're pushing some of these Powers of X books out a little earlier than we'd have thought. And then there was a Doctor Strange and a Miguel O'Hara Spider-Man 2099. So again, five of those, the Miguel O'Hara, the Powers of X, the Vengeance of the Moon Knight, Kid Venom Origins, all of those are number ones. So
yeah.
And the Planet of the Apes as well. So a lot of new stuff. But didn't sound like a ton of it was super exciting to you. What's a book or two that you'd like to do a little bit of visiting about? What's something that interested you this? Let's just go to your favorite for the week. What was your book of the week?
My favorite was probably actually Planet of the Apes, because I didn't think it was going to be there. So when I saw it, I was like, I didn't know this was like a Marvel thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had watched the movie. And if I hadn't watched the movie, I probably would have been very confused.
Yep.
Because there were also, like, there was a lot of references to the movie, and it's also based in, like, obviously the world of the movie, because it's technically, like, a prequel to
yep.
the story in the movie. So if you don't know the movie, it's going to be kind of confussing.
Score one for Dad, and helping your cultural literacy.
I did fall asleep.
You did fall asleep during it, but that's the way that goes sometimes. So, nonetheless, yeah. Planet of the Apes has actually been a Marvel property for a long time. They've been adapting those since the 70s. So there was a number of Planet of the Apes series that came out in the early 70s. We've seen them every once in a while, and now they're coming back. These are actually really pretty high quality, at least as far as this comic goes. Pretty high quality stuff. I like the art. The story is interesting. So it features basically all of the main Cornelius and the gang from the original Planet of the Apes movie. So yeah, if you've watched even just the first movie, you're pretty much good to go to understand and enjoy these.
Mm-hmm.
I had this high on my list for the week, too. I actually thought it was a pretty darn good book. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I've got my old Marvel Planet of the Apes comics, if you ever want to read some of those, too.
Okay.
So you're probably not going to do that, are you?
You give me a lot of stuff I don't read.
I know that. All right. So in any case, so that's... What was it about that? I mean, other than the fact that it was, something you'd seen the movie of, what do you think it was that made you like that one?
I think it was, I don't know, I just thought it was the most interesting out of all of them. In some of the past weeks, it definitely wouldn't have been my favorite. Just the rest of them were kind of not as interesting.
Yeah. There you go. So, let's talk about some of those less interesting ones. So, Captain America, I know you'd liked the Captain America a couple of weeks ago. We're still dealing with, like, this demon and all the rest
mm-hmm.
of the stuff. This one just didn't quite hit as hard.
I think it's just, there's so many words in them that it's like, it takes up the entire page, and I like looking at the art more, so when there's so many words, it's hard to look at, and I don't like that.
This one did take, the Captain America book did take a long time to read. It's got a lot of
mm-hmm.
backstory and a lot of narration and a lot of all sorts of stuff going on. So it was a little slower. And the story is kind of weird. I mean, the idea that it's got a story that exists back in the 40s and in the modern day, I think works pretty well overall. But it also gets a little confusing. And
I would kind of rather if they had them separately, because I like them both. But together, I'm kind of like, I just don't feel like they connect very much. I don't know what the connection between them is, other than it's the same guy.
They connected early better, like in the first couple issues.
Yeah, but now he's dealing with a demon, and he's using Doctor Strange to help him, and then his, like, kid self is fighting Nazis. It doesn't seem to, like, actually connect at all. And I'm like, just have them separate. Because I'm, like, trying to keep track of two different things.
There you go. And then Spider-Man 2099.
I thought I was going to like it more, but since it's a zombie one, I usually like the zombie ones, but they're kind of getting boring because they're all kind of the same thing. And so I would rather it just not be a zombie one, because I do like him, but it's like, and there was also the other zombie one. I like the zombies in the beginning, like the first one, whichever one had the Daredevil one, I liked that
mm-hmm.
one a lot. But then now they're kind of just the same thing over and over again, and I don't. It's kind of like, I'm glad it's done. Because if there was any more, I probably would be very bored.
That is the way that goes. I think that's a very good way to put it. That
yeah.
Zombies, they can be fun, but one's more fun than 100. Like the first zombie and the third zombie basically have the same personality. And so they get a little old after a while.
Because I think like that's the same thing with zombie movies. If you have like, you have to either have really good non-zombie characters or something different about the zombies. Otherwise, it's just like kind of nothing.
Yeah. No, I agree entirely. I think that one or two zombie stories will hold you for a long time. So then we've got Moon Knight, Vengeance of the Moon Knight. Did you read that one?
Yeah, these are all the ones I read.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what did you think?
I was looking, because it's a number one, I was like, maybe I can get into a Moon Knight one, but now Moon Knight's dead, so I'm kind of like, well, now he's not even there.
This is a very strange number one, because I even put on the jumping on points that it's a jumping on point, but not really. Because
yeah.
What happened is, we've got the same writer, the same artist, the same colorist, basically everything is the same, from Moon Knight number 30 to Vengeance of the Moon Knight number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Except Moon Knight dies in number 30, and then Vengeance of the Moon Knight now is about all of his crew, the people who were working with
mm-hmm.
him, trying to essentially find out how there's somebody else who's now taken over the mantle of Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And is trying to you know, take his place. The problem is that most of the book uses the same tropes and the same characters and the same storyline that's been going on for 30 issues. In
mm-hmm.
Now, I think you'd like these, because I think Reese is a cool character. I think Tigra is a cool character. I think you'd like a lot of the, you know, Vader and a lot of these other characters that are here. But as number ones go, it brings a lot of baggage with it.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
I think it's just kind of weird, because I only knew what was happening because you talked about the ones before.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm like, I understood what was going on, but I was just kind of, I like the character, his character, so I was like, I kind of, for some reason, I knew he was dead, but I kind of thought since it was, like, it's technically a number one, he was going to be not dead, but he is still.
Because it has his name on it, you'd think maybe.
And he's on the cover.
But essentially, yeah, Vengeance of the Moon Knight is a good book. But it does really depend on your familiarity with the previous Moon Knight stories.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the Thanos one, I'm kind of just reading it because I started number one. I was kind of not excited to read it because he's abducted the entire city of Fresno to find this lady.
Yes.
And he like, there all these heroes are trying to make sure that he doesn't find her. But then they're, like, not very good at it.
Yeah. There's a lot of destruction, a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes one of the problems with fragmented storyline, you know, the periodical nature of comics, is that it can get a little frustrating because after a couple issues, you're like, okay, there's a secret. I want to know the answer to the secret, but I'm only getting 20 pages every month.
Yeah.
And it's doling it out. So, I mean, I think we all knew who it was, right? But nonetheless, you start to be like, let's just get the story moving on and see what
mm-hmm.
happens.
So. Yeah. And then the last one I read was the Kid Venom one, which was, I didn't know anything about Venom or, like, any of them, but now I really like the symbiote ones, so whenever there is one, I'll read it. And I thought it was really fun because even in the beginning, there was, like, a note, from the author that was about, like, combining Japanese folktales into Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really cool, like, thing because it's, like, this samurai from the, whatever they called it. Samurai from the, wait. From the capital.
Yeah, and it's set in, like, 977. So basically, you know, over 1,000 years ago in feudal Japan. And really, really well done, I think. I liked the art.
Yeah, I was going to say
the
art is really fun, but
you know, it is interesting because it's very much a fusion, sort of Western and Japanese comic book art. It's got aspects of both of them. And I am not a huge fan, really, of the Venomverse, but I really liked this book. I thought it was a cool story. I like the way that the character sort of interacts with the symbiote, and just overall, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Chainsaw Man, kind of, because That one's kind of, it's about a kid who is joined with a demon, like his little pet dog demon who's a chainsaw demon.
Okay.
And he, like, he can, like, bring the demon out of him, but when he's not, he's, like, a regular human. So, like, it kind of, I don't know why it kind of
seems
reminded me of
that. Seems very much like it.
Yeah, actually. Because it's, like, it's specifically this one, though, because he eats other symbiotes when the other ones don't. And this one, he's, like, he's a demon hunter, but he's also part demon, which is kind of why it reminded me of that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a fun one, I think. That was interesting stuff. I also read Doctor Strange. It was the last issue of sort of the current part of Doctor Strange. And that one was good. It was, I don't know, not particularly wonderful. It was the two of them chasing a sort of rogue magical baby around a circus.
I saw that on the cover. I was like, is there a baby? Did they have a kid?
No, they didn't have a kid. The essentially now Clea has a little sister who was magically created by her mom and the demon guy.
Yeah,
and so they were
that.
Taking her out on an outing and it.
Like Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
It was very Jack-Jacky. Yes, that's absolutely correct. So, and then there was some stuff going on with the X-Books. They're sort of moving into one last kind of storyline with this Rise and Powers of X that is kind of setting the stage for things. There's a lot going on, but basically if you're enjoying the X-Books, you're going to be reading that. If not, man, is it way too late to catch up now. So
that's why I'm not even trying.
But this summer you're going to have to try, because we're gonna get a new one.
No.
So outside of that, I think everything mostly. I read the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four is awesome as always.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. These new Fantastic Four books have been a lot of fun, and they're facing kind of a super intelligent app, essentially an internet app that has found consciousness and become super incredibly smart, and Reed Richards is trying to communicate with it, partly because it stole the Baxter Building along with their children.
Okay.
He would like them back. So as far as the pick of the week, you have Beware the Planet of the Apes. I'm actually going to go for Kid Venom, which there were some other things that were okay, but I will admit that, kind of like you said, it was a relatively blandish week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was not a book that maybe always would have won my pick of the week. Although I think there's a good chance it would, because I'm looking forward now. This was actually like Kid Venom number one prologue, sort of. And there's going to be a new series coming out based on this. I'm looking forward to that series.
See, now that I think about it, now that I'm back in the book, I was looking through it again, I do like it a lot more than I remember liking it. But I think those two, Planet of the Apes and Kid Venom, are probably the best ones, like, out of all of them. Because they both had kind of different stories than usual. But
don't
let
me influence you. If you hate it, you just go ahead and
No,
hate.
That
that's
was
okay.
That was my second choice.
No, that's... So... And then panel of the week. We got our panels of the week that we want to talk about.
What
was your panel of the week?
I found another one right here. It's very cute. It's in Kid Venom. I found it when I was looking through it on page 19. It's the first panel. It's a cute little one of the bear that he saved. And he's waking up in the sun and he looks really cute. Well, actually, I guess it's
in the middle somewhere.
It's a he, because I was like, oh no, it's a mom bear. No, it's not. They say it's the dad bear.
Yep, daddy's alive or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's very cute. And then my other one that I liked was in Captain America. It was on page 6, and it's when he takes the head off of this Doctor Strange doll figure, whatever they call it, and he puts it in his little pouch, and he's like, I always wondered what kind of equipment you carried in these, and then he's like, why is there a half-eaten granola bar in here? And I think that's very Captain America, because he's such an old man. That's such an old man thing to
what?
Do. That's like a grandpa thing to do. Have a little granola bar in your bag, just in case he needs a little snack.
Probably true. There you go. So yeah, that's the doll that essentially Doctor Strange uses as almost like a walkie-talkie to him, so you can always talk to Doctor Strange.
And he was like, I'm not carrying a doll around with me. And he was like, just take my head off. It won't hurt.
It's fine. My favorite panel is FF number 15. It's actually page 19, and it's the page when the the family all finally comes back after they've been trying to get their kids and the like back for the better part of the entire book. In fact, that's kind of been the conceit of Fantastic Four. Yep. And there's this big double page spread where they have the kids coming out and everybody gets their hugs and it's all better. So they've been leading up to that panel for a good long while, and then they paid it off this issue. So well played, everyone. Well played.
Yeah.
There you go. So that was our week. What's interesting, we've been reading comics in the Marvel app here now for 3-4 months, and it seems like you're starting to get to the point where a lot of times early on you're like, yeah, that was good, that was good. Now you've read enough of them that you're starting to go,
eh. It's all the same stuff.
Or maybe some aren't so good, you know? A lot of it is the same. There is a lot, but there are also some that really do stand out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
there are certain series, and like a lot of the number ones are like, if they're a new character, I'll like it more than like one that I've known for forever. Initially I thought the characters I knew the best, I was gonna like them the most, but it's actually not like that. I like when there's new stuff because I've seen in all of the movies, I've already seen a bunch of that character, and so I kind of want new ones to like.
With the exception of Loki, who you're still angry, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I want there to be more Loki stuff, but they don't. They had, like, a bunch in the beginning when I was reading it, and now they don't have any more. He's just gone.
He has kind of disappeared right now, so, yeah. Well, one thing you know about comics, characters always return. They're never gone for too long. But, in any case, though, I think that pretty much takes us through this week in Marvel's digital releases.
That's it for this week, and we'll see you next week for another look at what's new in the world of Marvel Unlimited. And we'd love to hear from you as always, so you can email us at unlimitedanswers@comicsovertime.com, or you can find us on Instagram or Blue Sky at Comics Overtime. And make sure to subscribe now in order to get our weekly look at what is new on the Marvel Unlimited app. You can find us anywhere fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, Google, Amazon, Spotify, and our hosting platform, Podbean.
Absolutely. Sounds great. That's it for this week, folks. Have a great one.
Bye.